Israeli envoy, wearing yellow star, condemns UN inaction against Hamas Nazis. By Francis Martel on October 31, 2023. Israeli ambassador to the United Nations Gilad Erdan condemned the inaction of the Security Council in the face of Hamas Nazis during remarks on Monday. Wearing a yellow star hearkening back to the forced labeling of Jewish people under Nazi Germany. Just like my grandparents and the grandparents of millions of Jews. From now on my team and I will wear yellow stars, Erdan explained to the council. We will wear this star, until you condemn the atrocities of Hamas and demand the immediate release of our hostages. We walk with a yellow star as a symbol of pride. A reminder that we swore to fight back to defend ourselves, he asserted. Erdan's use of the star, which Nazis forced Jews to wear to identify themselves in public during the Holocaust, was a response to the Security Council entering its fourth week of not responding with any resolution or other action with regard to the mass murder of civilians in Israel by the genocidal jihadist organization Hamas. On October 7, Hamas, which controls the Gaza Strip, invaded Israel and engaged in door-to-door killings of entire families, extensive torture of civilians, a massacre at a music festival, and the abduction of an estimated 250 people. Many of the terrorists filmed themselves torturing and killing people and desecrating corpses for social media videos. Most of those abducted remain in Hamas captivity at press time. Watch, What You Need to Know, Horror of the Hamas Terror Attack on Civilians at Kibbutz Beeri in Israel. October 7 marked the Jewish holiday of Shmini Atzeret, the final day of the annual High Holy Day cycle. The Security Council has not passed a resolution on Israel and the Palestinian terrorist organization since 2016. It convened its first meeting on the Hamas terrorist slaughter, which the group calls the Al-Aqsa Flood, on October 8, and has yet to agree on a document condemning Hamas. The Council has voted on 4 resolutions since October 8, 2 introduced by Russia which did not receive majority support. 1 by Brazil which America vetoed for not asserting Israel's right to self-defense, and 1 by America vetoed by Russia and China for condemning Hamas. Debate over potential action to condemn Hamas continued on Monday, featuring statements from the government of Israel and the Palestinian Authority, the group in charge of the West Bank. Also speaking to the council on Monday was the head of the United Nations Relief and Works Agency, UNRWA, a body that engages in jihadist indoctrination and support for terrorists in Gaza. Ambassador Erdan of Israel declared that Hamas, a terrorist organization whose founding documents call for jihad and the explicit killing of Jewish people, was the modern-day successor to Nazi Germany. And the United Nations has just as much of a responsibility to repudiate Hamas as it did Nazi Germany. Some member states have learned nothing in the past 80 years. Erdan declared, referring to the founding of the United Nations following the end of World War II. Some of you have forgotten why this body was established. So I will remind you, from this day on each time you look at me, you will remember me what staying silent in the face of evil means. Describing the Al-Aqsa Flood, Erdan compared the indiscriminate murder of Jews in Israel to that in Europe during the Holocaust. Entire communities were exterminated. Only this time the murderers were Hamas Nazis. Entire Israeli families were turned into smoke and ash. No different than the fate my grandfather's family met in Auschwitz, he said. The brutality of the crimes is not the only thing that the savage Hamas Nazis share with the German Nazis. They both share a common ideology, to exterminate the Jews. Erdan also noted that the Hamas terrorist attack had displaced over 250,000 Israelis, condemning those demanding that Israel not defend itself from Hamas by targeting its stronghold in Gaza. Does this council not have anything to say about this? Is this not also part of the situation in the Middle East? He asked. Monday's session featured several speakers arguing against Israeli action in Gaza to protect its civilians from Hamas. Philippe Lazzarini, who runs the Palestinian UN agency UNRWA, demanded an immediate humanitarian ceasefire, meaning the halting of operations against Hamas, which would allow the group to avoid consequences after killing over 1,200 people in the Al-Aqsa flood. Lazzarini claimed that the level of destruction is unprecedented in Gaza, where Hamas uses Palestinian civilians as human shields and establishes terror hubs, weapons depots, and other strategic sites in hospitals and schools. Lazzarini did not condemn Hamas for the situation in Gaza, however, but demanded an end to all Israel Defense Forces, IDF, operations targeting Hamas, presumably to allow Hamas to obtain aid. Palestinian Authority representative Riyad Mansour, whose organization controls the West Bank and has no power in Gaza, claimed that Gaza was hell on earth and required the UN to directly intervene to prevent Israel from targeting Hamas terror sites. The Security Council is expected to convene at 3 p.m. on Tuesday to continue debating the issue, presumably for the purpose of adopting a resolution. Editor's note: this story was updated to reflect the revised number on the death toll from the October 7 Hamas attack in Israel. The Israeli government estimate of 1,400 was revised to around 1,200, according to Reuters. Follow Francis Martel on Facebook and Twitter.